Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We're so glad to have you here. We have a great show. We're going to empower you like nothing you've ever seen before. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the FDA approvals for all your health care, and we're going to go over that. We're also going to be covering some things about anxiety and how you can deal with that on a natural level, and also some vision issues. So we're going to talk about your eyesight in the hour, and if we get more time, we may even talk about, bone health and some other things, and longevity. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a special clip to run for you, too, so that'll be interesting from Mark Levin's show in a little bit. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military. We're praying for their protection, God's hand of protection be upon them and bring them home safe and sound. and let them know whenever you can that we really appreciate their dedication and service. And while you're hitting the knees praying for the military, also pray for the righteous leader that America needs to bring it back in line, one nation under God. You know, there's that fine line. Either you're following the ways of God or you're not. And apparently this nation is not. So we need a leader that's going to pull us back in line, and we got to pray for that guy with standing, you know, that knows the difference between right and wrong, a lie and the truth, and will stand up for righteousness' sake. Let's pray for that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Duffy. Well, guess what? The European Union has halted imports on some grains from the United States. Yes, the EU has rejected about 1 million tons of U.S. corn gluten. It's used in animal feed. It's for conventional livestock. They've rejected it over concerns that it's tainted with illegal genetically modified organisms. Oh, yeah. Reuters Africa reports that the corn gluten shipment into the EU have basically stopped as a result of contamination concerns, and many traders are now trying to figure out what to do about that. Now, the EU has already capitulated to heavy pressure from the biotechnology industry and, you know, and also other countries that are advocating the use of GMO stuff like the United States. So the EU has basic label requirements that specify if a product is genetically modified or is organic. And, you know, when a vast majority of people have the choice, they select the organic and bypass the GMO foods. But you know what? With the GMO feed sneaking in, it's going to work its way into the European food supply. So EU commissions recently decided to end its zero-tolerance policy on GMOs because they frankly find it nearly impossible to avoid GMO contamination. Now, the tainted corn gluten feed that is being rejected is one that's not been approved. Apparently, there's like 37 GM varieties, but this GM corn, it's called Syngenta's MRIR-162, Argosure Vetera variety. It's a cornmeal, I guess. It's not been approved by the EU. It's just one of those that hasn't passed the muster yet. Okay. Man, that's a lot of corn to send back 1 million tons. Okay, what else we got in the quack report? Well, how do you detox yourself from aluminum and heavy metals? Well, apparently, according to Dr. Exley, PhD, Chris Exley, he says that we're in the age of aluminum. He spoke at a safety conference in Jamaica. He says we have aluminum appearing in our cookware, our wrapping foils, our beverages, our food containers, our underarm deodorants, our tobacco, over-the-counter products and prescription medicines, and even the adjuvants and vaccines. So he says aluminum is highly reactive to other chemicals, and it creates antigens, and it stimulates the immune system, its antibody response, especially when you get it from vaccines. But, you know, he says these mechanisms and these reactions are not completely understood by big pharma. So Dr. Ely has been focusing on aluminum biochemical mechanisms for the last 20 years. He says he doesn't understand it all and doesn't have all the answers, but he knows more than some. So he says the tissues that are most prone to collecting and storing aluminum are those tissues that have a low cellular turnover. So that would be your bone matter, your heart tissue, and your brain. So these are the organs that are going to store or be more prone to collect and store aluminum. So the brain stores quite a bit of aluminum, he says, and he thinks it's responsible for a lot of MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, epilepsy, ADD, Alzheimer's, Guillain-Barre syndrome, which is a common post-vaccination injury, and also a lot of neurological disorders manifest because of aluminum. The compounds, especially that are injected, they tend to bypass your liver and kidneys, and they remain in those slow cellular turnover tissues. So Dr. Ely recommends, you know, that you do some detox, and he also wants to make people aware that a lot of vaccines contain iron, and iron and aluminum have some sort of highly biochemical reactive response. So he says, Ely says he recommends that you remove a lot of the aluminum with high silica containing mineral water. He says that researchers have tested the urine and have proven that high silica content mineral water helps to flush a lot of the aluminum out of the system. They even tested it on Gardasil adverse reaction victims, and they improved after a few months of drinking the silica mineral water. So he recommends drinking a liter a day to reduce your aluminum body burden, as he calls it. But the water's kind of pricey. If you see it in the stores, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, that kind of thing. So you know what you could do? You can use some tea and tincture herbs that have high silica, horsetail, oat straw, lobelia, comfrey herb. We'll have those ingredients, so you can use those. If you're looking for a combo of those herbs, you can check out the calcium formula, and it's a concentrate, so you can add it to your water, and that's at thepowerherbs.com, as well as a lot of their organ cleanses to help remove heavy metals. Moving along in the Quack Report, Pepsi lawyers say that Mountain Dew can dissolve a mouse. Have you heard about that? Yeah, while drinking Mountain Dew, the question is, have you felt some sort of strange jelly-like substance on your tongue? Well, you may have been ingesting the remains of a rodent, according to Pepsi. An Illinois man is suing Pepsi because he claims he found a mouse in his can of Mountain Dew. His name's Ronald Bell, Edwardsville, St. Louis. He seems to pop up in a can of Mountain Dew in 2009, and a mouse was in the can. So the manufacturer of the product asked him to send the mouse, the corpse of the mouse, to Pepsi, and they said they hired a veterinary pathologist to examine the body. And the scientific experts said that the rodent could not have been in the can since 2009 because, or since 2008 when it was sealed, because the soda would have dissolved the body of the mouse. Yeah. Okay. I apologize to anybody eating. Moving along in the Quack Report, we got more rodents here. We're going to go to New York next. Apparently the subway system having a little problem with rats. The subway workers kind of fed up with the rat problem. They're trying to draw attention to their plight. The infestation is really over the top, they say. So what they've done is they've offered a free month transport pass to people who will take pictures of these rodents and post them on ratfreesubway.com in a contest for Rate My Rat. So the site has about 6 entries, along with some videos of some of these little rats scurrying off with pizza and other food that untidy passengers discard. Of course, the Transport Workers Union says aggressive rats are basically bolder these days. They come onto the platform. They even attack some of the riders. They also have taken over the garbage stored facility for the railway. Metropolitan Transport Authority has declared a war on rats in 20 stations, but that's only 4% of the problem, and that's not enough. Well, if you're flying, don't take a cupcake. Apparently, TSA, the Federal Transport Security Administration, is defending its decision to confiscate confectionery cupcakes. That's right. Last month, Rebecca Haynes from Peabody, Massachusetts, was confronted by airport officials because she was carrying a cupcake in a jar of icing. The substance was considered a form of gel under the new airport travel policy, and that new policy travel law was put into place to minimize the risk of terror attacks using substances considered to be gel-like that can, hide plastic or liquid explosives from detection. So no cupcakes on the airplane. And last but not least in the Quack Report, retailers say the economy is booming if you are a wine wine manufacturer. Yeah, going to London for this one. Chief Executive Officer for Britain's largest wine retailer said the economy has not stopped Britons from splurging on high-quality wine during the holidays. Yeah, Steve Lewis, who's the CEO of Majestic Wine, says that the amount of wine sold over Christmas season was less than 2010, but customers were purchasing more expensive bottles of wines than in previous years. So budgets are constrained, but people are being more careful about where they spend their dollars. However, they are not trading down. So people are buying less wine in volume, but they're buying more expensive wine. The average amount spent on a bottle of wine during the holidays in London and the United States was about $11, up from $10 from last year. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks. Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some things about the FDA approving certain things, but before we delve into that, we want to play you this clip from Mark Levin's show that aired on the 22nd of November regarding Obamacare, and apparently a neurosurgeon called into his show. So let's run the clip.
All right, let's see. Jeff, Chicago, Illinois. I know you're not listening on WLS because it's tape delayed there, but WLS Country, how are you listening? Or did you just pick up the phone?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm driving, actually. I'm from Chicago to Detroit. But yes, I heard you talking earlier about the government not knowing how to make pencils, and then you talked about brain surgeons, and I happen to be a brain surgeon. So I found your topic quite interesting, and actually just returned from Washington, D.C., where we were reading over what the Obama health care plan would be for advanced neurosurgery for patients over 70, which we all found quite disturbing because as our population gets older, the majority of our patients are getting over 70 that require stroke therapy or aneurysm therapy. And basically what the document stated was if you're over 70 and you come into an emergency room and you're on government-supported care, that you get comfort care.
And wait a minute. What document and where did you – what's the source for this?
This is Obama's new health care plan for advanced neurosurgical care.
And who issued this, HHS?
Yes. And basically, they don't call them patients, they call them units. And instead of, they call it ethics panels or ethics committees would get together and meet and decide where the money would go for hospitals. And basically, for patients over 70 years of age, that advanced neurosurgical care was not generally indicated.
So it's generally going to be denied?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Is this published? Go ahead.
If someone comes in at 70 years of age with a bleed in their brain, I can promise you I'm not going to get a bunch of administrators together on an ethics panel at 2 in the morning to decide that I'm okay to do surgery.
Let me ask you this. Is this published somewhere where the general public, in other words, a pedestrian like me,
not
can
yet.
Get a hold of it? No?
Not yet.
So this was discussed just with your community of neurosurgeons?
Yes. Exactly. The AANS and CNS, the American Association of Neurosurgeons and the Congress of Neurosurgeons, because everybody knows cuts are coming in medicine and reimbursement, and we're the most expensive out of all the fields in medicine, and we're the smallest field. But at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, we're the ones that are in the operating room, and we have to wait for an ethics panel to convene, which are not made of physicians, which are made of administrators, to decide whether a patient should receive our care.
So Sarah Palin was right. We're going to have these death panels, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm German by heritage, and I've read the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and basically if they call them, they don't call them patients, they call them units. And if you're a unit above a certain age, you get comfort care instead of advanced neurosurgical intervention.
Now, this you went to a seminar in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, where a few of my former partners, two of them have gone to work for, is running the VA system, and one is head of the Congress of Neurosurgeons out of D.C.
And this information is based, you're certain, on representations and information provided by HHS and other government officials?
Yep.
And when will the rest of us become aware of it? After the election?
Probably. I mean, if, you know, there's so many things that the government keeps under control that are used in surgery called HUD devices or humanitarian use devices that we're allowed to use now because they haven't undergone full FDA approval. And they're just used in surgery because people know it's the right thing to do, but the government can step in at any time like they did 2 months ago with the device and said, you know, this device hasn't met what we want and there's no exact criteria, and then they can take it away from us.
And the people telling you what to do, they don't know how to make a pencil, do they?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, we always joke around, it's not brain surgery. But, you know, I did 9 years after medical school, I've been in training 10 years, and now I have people that don't know a thing about what I'm doing telling me when I can and can't operate.
All right, Jeff, please keep in touch with us. Well, yeah, I have to go, but this was a very, very crucial call. All right, my friend? Thank you. We'll be right back.
And that was a clip from Mark Levin's show that aired on November 22nd. And for those of you that don't know what comfort care is, that's code for we're going to poison you with morphine until you die. Okay? Yep. Put them into a morphine coma till they're dead. That's what that means. It's just really bad. It's really bad. Folks, it's really bad. Well, we're gonna empower you, though. Don't despair. God didn't leave you here without a way out. So we're going to cover those options for you during this part of the show. We are going to be talking about things that are not approved by the FDA. And, you know, how many of you out there, let me ask, how many of you are scared to death to use anything that is not approved by the FDA? Well, I can tell you that about 3 billion people on this planet are not intimidated and use therapies that are not approved by the FDA. So according to the World Health Organization, 65 to 80% of the world's population use natural therapies, and some of these therapies are unknown to the government. So, you know, we've seen this flip-flop worldwide where about 10 to 30% of the people are using conventional medicine and the rest, hey, they're seeking and they're using alternative therapies. And it's no wonder the FDA is frantically manipulating the good manufacturing guidelines, those GMPs, you know, especially for your supplement manufacturers, to highly regulate medicine's competition basically right out of existence in America. Well, there is a strategy, and, you know, if you want to know your enemy, it is a standard strategy to therefore know your enemy and to research. So the U.S. government has actually spent $22 million of your tax dollars on natural medicine research at the National Institutes of Health and Public Health Services since 1992. So in 1991, Americans made more visits to natural health providers, they spent $425 million, than they did to the American Medical Association doctors, where they spent only $388 million. So the AMA drafted a resolution, number 514, advising their members to get involved in alternative medicine and participate in these studies. So the U.S. medical schools, you know, about a third of them, are following the European medical schools and offering classes in alternative medicine. So this prep work that's being done by the AMA and FDA is there to invade and conquer natural therapies. You know, however, folks are kind of used to having their natural remedies and their natural therapies without those big price tags. So how are the American medical doctors going to satisfy their consumer? Well, they combine drug therapy and surgery with natural therapies, and they call it complementary alternative medicine, also known as CAM. So now that CAM has been established, oh yeah, it's here to stay, It is now time for government agencies to remove the establishments and the practitioners that are not FDA approved. You see how that works? Eventually, consumers have only one place to go for either prescriptions or natural alternative therapies. Yeah, only to the FDA regulated agencies and clinics and practitioners. So put another way, the FDA wants to be your herbal advisor. The question is, will you let them? Well, let's look at some statistics real quickly, because the complementary alternative medicine area is making headway in the U.S., and about 38% of adults, that's 4 out of 10 people, are choosing to use CAM physicians. So seeking alternatives to the prescription drugs and surgery is kind of picking up speed and is covering all ethnic backgrounds. Women of higher education and income are more prone to trying new therapies and then introduce those therapies to their spouse and family members. So CAM actually encompasses a wide range of therapies. They include massage, meditation, deep breathing, yoga, hot rock therapy, homeopathic products, diets, acupuncture, Pilates, natural products and herbs, and reflexology, just to name a few. So what brought patients to walk away from the druggist and into the health food store? Well, American adults are more likely to be introduced to the natural approach when they're suffering from a musculoskeletal problem. So modern medicine can't prevent disease, and masking symptoms will get patients just so far. So after a while, you know, their back, their neck, and their joint pain lands them in the surgeon's office, which for a lot of people that's unacceptable. So the next category of patients to be introduced to the natural approach were those who suffered from frequent head and chest colds. Other areas of discomfort which prompted a different approach were people who suffered from insomnia, anxiety, headaches, and cholesterol. They tried the drug therapy, and it made them worse, or they didn't like the side effects, and so they were looking for something else. And what do you suppose that those suffering from some of these conditions took prescription medications and that offered side effects and threw them into these other categories as well? One interesting category, though, was children who suffered from 6 or more health conditions. Parents seemed to be disappointed with the FDA treatments, and nearly 24% of them sought alternatives for their children's health care. And, of course, those statistics are sources from the National Institute of Health, the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. So, you know, we just didn't pull those out of thin air. No, no, we did not do that. But you know what? There's a most popular list for those in the CAM industry. A 2007 survey of the most popular natural products for the CAM users. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give that list to you and more. So don't go anywhere. Anybody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we are empowering you with health information. We're talking about the FDA not approving things and approving a lot of your good things right out of the marketplace. Let me talk to you about the 2007 survey they did on the most popular natural products for complementary alternative medicine. People preferred to hear from these AMA physicians who were CAM doctors that, you know, echinacea was good for you. So echinacea became most popular. So did ginseng, ginkgo biloba, garlic, glucosamine, St. John's wort, peppermint, fish oil, the omega-3s, ginger root, flaxseed, and soy. so when, you know, some of their natural complementary physicians said those were good things, then people went out and bought them. Of course, when consumers spend more on herbal remedies, $1.5 billion since 1993, compared to the over-the-counter prescription sleep aids, for instance, then you know this is not a trend, but a revolution in healthcare. So, you know, what are the chances that the FDA has discovered what the Native American Indian already knew, which is that certain herbs, such as chaparral, will make cancerous tumors leave the human body? Yet the FDA does not approve the use of chaparral by humans. Actually, the FDA doesn't like any of the cancer herbs, such as poke root, yellow dock, bloodroot, etc. So do you still want FDA to be your herbal advisor? Which would you rather have? Positive thinking tapes and RNs that are really sympathetic to your suffering, or powerful herbs that will make cancer leap right out of your body? Well, studies where the government tested herbs and found them extremely toxic or even fatal were conducted in such a way to produce those results. So negative reports regarding herbs by the FDA and the media are the result of not using herbs as God intended. So taking 30 pounds of an herb and extracting the most powerful chemical substance from it to make a vaccine-like serum and then inject it into lab animals to watch them die is not how humans are to use herbs. Nearly 74% of Americans say they want to be more like the Indians and use more natural therapies for health care. This is evident because Americans spent about $13 billion on out-of-pocket unconventional health care in 1991. And then in 1996, 18% of the largest American companies included alternative therapies as part of their health care coverage. And what about the empirical history? We can't ignore that, you know? Just because scientists can't figure out how red clover helps to remove cancer doesn't mean that it doesn't, right? I'd bet that if anyone on those scientific panels were stricken with cancer and had the option to use red clover or any of the cancer herbs, that they would. And you know why? They know that there is a margin of error in their scientific research, and in their minds, there's always the chance that they are dead wrong. Plus, there are the natural clinics all over the world and thousands of years of history that contradict their research. Let me read you a quote from Dr. Richard Schultz. He's a master herbalist, highly respected herbalist. He says this: just because our current lab tools don't see something doesn't mean it isn't there. For example, 70 years ago, scientists said that the polio vaccine was sterile, but now we know it wasn't. When the polio vaccine was finished in the 1950s, they cleaned it. It was made from pig pus, and they cleaned it to where it was deemed sterile, except for the antibody to the polio virus. In the 70s, when they looked back at the vaccine, and they found it had 149 live viruses that the 1950s equipment couldn't detect. Therefore, science really is limited by and totally bound by the quality and accuracy of the tools they have at the moment. End of quote. This is true. So where we are in time is, you know what, if we want justice, we're just going to have to secure it for ourselves. If we want security, we're going to have to provide it for ourselves. If we want health care, we're going to have to prepare it for ourselves. So make no mistake, disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. And so, you know, it's time we get it together, because the time really does grow short for getting our house in order. Like unto the wise virgins who brought extra oil to trim their lamps to enable them to wait on the bridegroom, so are we to do likewise. You can look that up in Matthew chapter 25. Now, if you store your herbal products correctly, they will last you from 10 to 50 years. That's right. You'll have what you need when the infrastructure we have known as America is no more. So we don't know how much time we have left to buy, sell, and trade, But we do know that we're here until God says otherwise. So you know what you can do? You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have their new free product catalog that's scheduled to be mailed out on Monday, the 16th of January, 2012. But you have to call or email a request for one. They're not automatically going to be sent to you. So this is really an education as well as a product catalog because it shows you how to maximize your herbal products for best results. It shows you how you can layer certain herbs to get different effects or even a more maximized benefit. So you can call to get your free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and for international callers, dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, and a PDF downloadable version of this catalog will be available on the website soon at thepowerherbs.com. You can go on there and request a copy. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And for those of you that are stocking up, you might want to visit the Vitamin Vault on their website for big savings. And there's still time to receive your free ground ship on your orders in the continental United States. Now through the 14th of January, you will get free ground ship in the continental United States. You want to use this code online. It's 2012CL. You can go to the home page under What's New and cut and paste that. Put it in the shopping cart. But if you don't want to do online, you can just mention it when you call in or write it on your order form. So if you've been putting off, you know, your cleansing, your immune boosting, or your stocking up for the future, now's the time, and you're going to get free ground ship. We had some people this week that scored really big on case orders and saved, you know, $25, $35 on shipping. So take advantage of that. It's now through the 14th, so you got till Saturday. Also, I want to mention coming up on Herb Talk Live on American Voice Radio, we have Dr. Rebecca Carley that's going to be our guest on Tuesday the 17th. She'll be with us. Also, on Thursday the 19th, we're going to be talking with vaccine attorney Alan Phillips. So he's going to give us a lowdown on what's going on legislative-wise on what we can expect not only in North Carolina but all over the United States because he's consulted on just about every state in the union here in America. So he'll be with us on the 19th. And, of course, if you do miss the show, you can always have a backup in the archives either on American Voice or at thepowerherbs.com. So check that out as soon as you can at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about some vision issues because there are some natural ways to help protect your eyesight and even improve your eyesight if you have vision problems. According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, we have about 150 million Americans that wear corrective eyewear. And we've had on the show before John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. And he has a seminar that he goes around teaching all over the United States on how to improve vision. And they also have natural things that they offer you in a kit. And you can hit the archives to pull up his interview. But there are natural ways to deal with vision problems. Do we really have to suffer through our problems? Well, no. Now, the World Health Organization says that most vision problems are due to several factors, a poor diet, lack of exercise, genetics, and working too close. You know, computer work, you're not, you know, extending your vision into the distance. I know John Monroe has said that the Oriental folks, the Asians, what they'll do is when they read papers or books, they'll read for a few minutes and then they'll move the book further out and bring it back in and move it out, and that helps prevent vision issues. And so I thought that was an interesting little tidbit. What are some of the major statistics? We got 32 million Americans over the age of 40 with nearsightedness, and this is when the cornea is curved too much. And if you've listened to John Monroe, he says basically a lot of vision problems, nearsighted, farsightedness, is because of the muscles in the eye are torquing the eye and making it misshapen, causing that vision problem. And with some exercises and some herbs, you're able to correct that. Now, currently 30 to 40% of the United States population has nearsightedness where they can't see far away. Now, the WHO, the World Health Organization, they expect that this condition is going to affect at least 50% of the population on planet Earth by the year 2020. Now, the vision problem is worse in Europe. 70% of people over there have nearsightedness, and 90% of the populace has, you know, some sort of problem with vision. A guaranteed 70% and 90% later on will have a problem. So it appears that nearsightedness is a rising problem where you can't see in the distance. Now on the other side is that farsightedness, where it's the other end of it. 12 million Americans have that over the age of 40. So the cornea is too flat in that instance, making distant objects appear clear and close objects real blurry. And then there's astigmatism, where the cornea is slightly irregular. So vision problems don't have to stay vision problems if you know what you can do about them. Now, the American Academy of Ophthalmology reports that 22 million Americans over 40 have cataracts, and the statistics are showing that 80 and older, 50% of them are likely to have cataracts. And the treatments that the Medical Association has for cataracts cost about $6.8 billion a year. Glaucoma is another problem, affects more people than we know. 2 million Americans, they estimate about 2 million Americans have glaucoma and don't even know they have it. And there's 2.3 million Americans over 40 that do get diagnosed with glaucoma every year. So what is your cornea to do? Yeah, the job of the cornea of the eye is to focus light by sending it through the lens to the retina. And from the retina, there are receptors called rods and cones that transform that light into the nerves where the images are processed to go to your brain. So when the cornea is defective, it will bend light and it distorts the vision. And the way the cornea gets defective is the eye muscles kind of pulling one way or another. So corrective eyewear actually compensates for the defect, but it makes the muscles even lazier and your vision can deteriorate. So there are products out there that will also put the health of your retina at risk. There are toxic chemicals that can reduce the zinc in your system, and the zinc is important for healthy vision. Scientists are reporting that the highest concentration of zinc is going to be in your retina, and the use of tranquilizers and sedatives, birth control, recreational drugs, all lower your zinc and reduce the oxygen supply to the retina. Long-term zinc deficiency can actually lead to blindness. So it's really no wonder we have, you know, zinc deficiency because of the processed foods that we eat that can, a lot of zinc is in whole grains, but they process all that out of the grain material. So you're going to find real zinc, though, in your nuts, seeds, and whole grains, so try to get more of that in your diet. There are some other essential nutrients that the eye depends on. It needs a lot of good organic vitamin C. The retina needs 20 times more vitamin C than the blood system requires. So if you assemble your meals to include foods that are rich in vitamin C and E and beta-carotene, you can help protect your vision from cataracts. And you can also eat more leafy green vegetables, nuts, and fruits along with those whole grains to help keep the zinc level up there and protect your eye health. So now it's been determined that nearly a fourth of all cataracts are a result from too much ultraviolet radiation. So, you know, you can wear some sunglasses to filter out 99% of those damaging rays. scientists say that the best color lenses to get on your sunglasses to help filter out those rays are going to be a gray-colored lens, a green, or a brown. And that's in the order of efficiency. So your gray-colored lenses are going to be the best. So these colors tend to cut down on glare and reduce distortion. Also, indoor sunbathing also offers a risk. Exposure to sun lamps, radiation, causes inflammation of the cornea. And you might want to consider using some full-spectrum light bulbs in your home, which offers a more natural light, easier on the eye. Biological research has showed that having natural light will improve visual accuracy and offers less strain on the eye and helps to prevent calcium depletion. It also helps with the seasonal blues that people get when the sunlight is the days are shorter. So you can check out those full-spectrum lights. Most places have those hardware stores. Also, some lifestyle choices will also put our eyesight at risk. If you're eating a lot of junk food and you're smoking, according to Dr. Morgan Rayford at the Atlanta Eye Clinic and Atlanta Hospital Medical Center, he states that a couple of lifestyle choices are going to really hurt your eye and your visions and really clog blood vessels that, you know, bring life-giving oxygen and blood flow to the eye. So you want to make sure that you don't eat those high cholesterol diets. And what about herbs for the eyes? Well, there are several herbs that help assist the eye. I like to use some eye bright, bayberry bark, raspberry leaf, golden seal root, and maybe just a little pinch of the cayenne, which is a circulatory herb, to make sure circulation gets to the eye to remove the toxins and the mucus that bog down and clog those blood vessels. So you're going to find a lot of those herbs out there, but if you're looking for them all in one place, it's a product called Herbal Eye Wash, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs formulate that. It's a liquid formula. It's a concentrate. So what you do is you just put one drop in about an ounce of distilled water, and you just rinse the eye. So you give the eye a bath. And it's really great also for allergy eye, the sticky allergy eye that a lot of people get in the fall and the spring. Excellent for pink eye. Pink eye doesn't stand a chance. If you got kids in school, they're going to get pink eye, believe you me. So if you use this rinse, the pink eye is gone in a day or so. Also, it's good for clogged tear ducts, conjunctivitis, and also for long-term use, it improves vision quality. So if you've got this nearsightedness or farsightedness issue, this eye wash along with eye exercises, very beneficial at strengthening those muscles and correcting the torque on the eyeball and improving vision. So also, if you're wanting to quit smoking, if you're a smoker, it's going to affect your vision, you can check out a product called Smoker's Helper, also on the PowerHerbs.com website, along with the Herbal Eye Wash. And it's a non-toxic, inexpensive way to quit smoking because it has an herb that has an alkaloid, a chemical in it called lobelin, and it tends to mimic nicotine in the body. So it kind of fools your system into thinking that you've had some nicotine when you actually haven't, but it's a non-addictive form. So it satisfies the craving, but it allows you to have the willpower to quit smoking. So your cravings get further and further apart, and then you're just not smoking. Also, if you're looking for some more natural nutrition that the eyes require, your vitamin E, C, and zinc, and your beta-carotene, if you're not getting it enough in your diet, you may want to look at a product called the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powdered mix. You just add it to your juice once a day to cover you, and that's there. Also, if you need more circulation throughout the body, there are circulation cardiovascular formulas also at thepowerherbs.com. So you've got Eye Central basically there. Also, if you're looking for the kit from Dr. Banker's group, John Monroe, you can give them a call at 303-494-4532. And that's Dr. Banker. They're out in Colorado, so mind the mountain time there. It is 303-494-4532, John Monroe. And you can inquire about their vision kit and also ask about their next seminar. They may have a seminar in your area, and you could go to the seminar to learn how to use the kit. It's a great thing. So very inexpensive way to correct vision problems, and from my own experience using herbs and vision issues, if you're religious with it, you can actually get a lot of ground covered. You can pull back, you can get that vision back in line. And personally, I am nearsighted, and so I went from a -4 to a -3 after using herbs for just 3 or 4 months and doing the eye exercises. So you got to keep at it. You got to keep at it. So it's a work in progress. And but the thing is if you take off and you don't do it, your vision doesn't deteriorate. That's what I learned because I took a really long break. About a year from doing that because, you know, I got real busy. And my vision stayed the same, -3. So it's an improvement. It's a strengthening of the eye muscles. And so you don't want to give that up. You keep going. And you can be 20/20 and eyeglass free. That's my goal. That's what I want to work on. So I gotta make time. I got to set time aside for that, just like everybody else. Budget the time. Well, we're just about out of time here, but I want to remind people that coming up on the 17th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. If you want to visit her website, you can go to thepowerherbs.com in the link area on the links. Click on links, and you'll find her banner. You can go over to her website. She'll be with us, of course, the third Tuesday, as always, here on American Voice Herb Talk. Also on the 19th, Thursday the 19th, we're going to talk with Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine attorney. We've had him before here on the show. He's very good. And he'll be talking with us about what headway he's been making. He's been in the legislature. He's been trying to protect parental vaccine rights, exemption rights for those who, you know, have allergies to vaccines that shouldn't be taking them, especially if you get a situation where, you know, it's a pandemic threat and it's a mandatory thing. So Alan Phillips has been working hard out of the Chapel Hill, North Carolina area, but I know that he does help people in other states. So he's going to be with us. And, of course, he is also got a website if you want to check it out. It's vaccinerights.com. So he'll be with us on Thursday the 19th to let us know what's going on there in the courthouses of North Carolina and all over America, because I know he's been a watchdog. He's got a watchdog group. He's got an association set up, and he's asking for people, business owners that have an interest, a vested interest, that would be interested in helping out. They are urgently looking for people who have constitutional arguments against bills that are being written for vaccines to be used on the public without their knowledge or their consent. So he's a bulldog. He's going for it. So he'll be with us here on the 19th. So if you have questions, you can email them, or you can actually call the show, and I'll give out the number when he's with us on the 19th. So I hope you'll come back, listen to the show, and learn and be empowered. Hey, I got to go, but don't you go anywhere, because Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover's coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. That's if you dare to use the AMA doc. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.